For Halloween, I dressed up as a person wearing black clothes that was covered in cat hair that had part of their brain missing. Actually, I still have part of my brain missing. You know how sometimes you get so impatient with your hair that you just impulsively cut it yourself at home with the pinking shears? I got so disgusted with my unkempt personalities that I just decided to go ahead and do an at-home lobotomy. It's an option on the Swiss Army knife. Saved a lot of money. My bangs are covering the scar. My bangs are covering the scar. B6. B6. Examples of personalities I cut out include all the road ragey ones, the ones that have visible, irritable impatience when standing in line, and the one that yells out the window at the woman across the canyon sitting on her deck talking too loud on her cell phone early mornings. I just didn't like myself in those modes, and those people I was annoyed with, they're my species. They're doing the best they can. I feel mellower now. I feel mellower now, and I smile a lot more. N38. Pretty sure there's no adverse effects to doing at-home lobotomy, except for all those white washcloths I had to throw out. Pretty sure there's no adverse side effects to doing the at-home lobotomy other than the fact that I tripped a few wires in my left brain, but now for the first time ever, my checkbook has been balanced. I can fold a map correctly, and I've developed an avid interest in the way Legos fit together. I also enlisted in the Army. I-34. Some of my new skills have opened up additional employment avenues as well. I got a job calling bingo for the hearing impaired. For Halloween, I was a person dressed in black clothes with cat hair and part of their brain missing. Actually, I still have part of my brain missing, and come to think of it, I still have cat hair all over me. Oh, dear. Oh, my. 072? 072?
Bingo!